Locker room chats continue here on 92.1 KMZA as we continue to talk Valley Heights basketball, joined by boys head coach, that is Cale Green, presented by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed. Coach, team comes out, gets a big win Tuesday night in the league on the road at Lynn, 56-41, and you had some great performances in that game, but just kind of the overall takeaways from that win Tuesday night.
You know, the boys came out, they pushed well. We started off a little slow. First quarter wasn't too bad. Still had too many turnovers in the second quarter. Kind of got lackadaisical, and we weren't attacking. We weren't doing a little bit on offense, and we continued to turn over the ball. But, you know, once we got through that first half, we came out the second half, and we started to do the little things right. We started to attack and got open baskets, and we started to move the ball a little bit more fluidly. And so it played to our advantage, and we put the pressure up on them and got some transition baskets. And, you know, Trent McPeer had a great game for us. He had 27, and he just kept getting into the lane and making some good shots that were close to the basket, and he helped out quite a bit. So
yeah, Jaden Parker had 17 as well. And, you know, you talk about Trenton LeCure, just kind of an under-the-radar, one of the more athletic players in this league. And kind of pairing that with Jaden as well, talk about those two and just kind of the progression you've seen from them this season.
Yeah, Trent is, like you said, he is one of the more athletic kids in the league. His basketball IQ is coming along as the season progresses, and it's a great time for it to start popping off because we are getting close to the end. But he can get to the basket whenever he wants to. He's just an athletic player. Sometimes decision-making is lacking when it comes to making good passes, but, you know, his work ethic on defense really makes up for that. And, you know, Caden Parker, he's our inside guy. He's only 6'1", but he has to guard all the big posts. He has to do – I mean, he's got a tough job every time he steps out on the court, especially when we play teams that always have a 6'4", 6'5" guy. So he's always the one guarding them, and we rely heavily on him on defense. And offense, he has great post moves. He's calm with the ball. And he's coming along, too.
Get back to it on Friday night. You go to Centralia, first go-around with the Panthers this year, and a very talented team. They won the TVL tournament, but they've certainly hit a little bit of a rough patch since winning that tournament, and a lot of that has to do with the opponents that they've played. I mean, what a stretch they've gone through. Troy, Hanover, Rock Creek, Frankfort, and then most recently against one of the best in 2A in St. Mary's on a Tuesday night, but you know, what's the early scouting report on the Panthers? What kind of ball game can you expect Friday?
Yeah, we're going to have to be fundamentally sound when it goes on Friday. We're going to have to take care of the ball on offense. We must do little things and execute defensively and come out with intensity, or it could be a long game. I know they're definitely a good passing team. They pass them all very quickly. They got a couple good posts that work well inside, and they got some shooters too. So we're going to have to be on our A game, and I think we're coming along. And we got to go out and take care of what we need to, and then look at exploiting some of their stuff that we see defensively, and just play our butts off.
That is Cale Green, boys coach at Valley Heights. They're back to it on Friday at Centralia, coming off a win Tuesday night against Lynn, 56-41. Trenton LeCure pours in 27 to lead the Mustangs in that win. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Thank you so much this week for joining us, and we will talk to you again next week.
Yeah, thanks for having me.